Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to have Barry Davis, GM of the High Performance Fabrics Operation at Intel, with us. Welcome, Barry.
Thank you.
So, Barry, why don't you start by giving us a brief description of what your organization is responsible for at Intel?
I think I have somewhat of a unique team of folks at Intel, and let me explain why. The team that I work with, the High Performance Fabric Operation, is really a conglomerate of three distinct sets of folks that we brought together. The InfiniBand business unit from QLogic, which we acquired in early 2012. We brought together the ASIC design team from Cray Computers, and then obviously Intel people that were already here, and we created this organization to go focus on the next generation fabric for Intel.
What was the reason that we needed to go create something new for the HPC arena?
Back in 2011, 2012, we said, what are some of the problems that are going to impact us? And we were looking at the high-performance computing marketplace, and we were also looking at the public cloud data center. And we saw some disturbing trends. The first thing we saw is that the cost of the interconnect in a high-end compute cluster was going up. So as Intel is driving more and more value on the compute side and driving lower costs on a per compute basis, the cost of interconnect was going higher, and the leader in that space at the time were the 90%+ market segment share leader in InfiniBand was signaling to the market that the prices were going to get even higher. And so we started getting concerned. The cost of the interconnect going higher, what doesn't get done in a cluster where the interconnect costs are that high? The obvious conclusion is you buy less compute, you buy less storage, you buy less memory, because many of these high-end installations are fixed dollar installs. The second issue was a capability issue. We were looking at exascale, the next generations of these compute platforms, and saying, what do we need to do to create the scalability to achieve these levels of performance? Intel was investing hundreds of millions of dollars into our compute capabilities for getting there, but we weren't looking at it from the interconnect perspective. And, you know, quite often the interconnect in these large clusters defines the capabilities of the system. We looked at that and we said, InfiniBand is the leader here. Let's look at InfiniBand for these solutions. And we think it came up short. It didn't have the scalability that we required. It had some well-known limitations at scale. And InfiniBand was designed to replace PCI. It was never designed to scale out data center wide, you know, in a 50,000 node compute cluster. And we said, we need something different. And that was the foundation of Storm Lake, which we now call the Omnipath architecture.
Enter Omnipath, and you're at the supercomputing conference right now. Where has Intel gone in terms of this innovation? And what can we expect in terms of Omnipath's entry into future high-performance computing clusters?
You know, I mentioned before some well-known problems. We said, okay, what are those problems? Let's solve those issues. What we did was at the fabric level, at the low end of the solution, if you will, the part that interfaces to the wire, we created a quality of service capability that we call traffic flow optimization that we believed was needed to deal with mixed traffic environments where I have storage and I have compute traffic all in the same wires. The second thing that we did was we looked at some of the performance limiters from a latency perspective and decided that the common solution in the marketplace for both Ethernet and InfiniBand was something called forward error correction. Works like a charm, need that kind of capability when we're talking about these 100 gigabit per second links that are in the Omnipath technologies. So instead of following that common logic down FEC, which has 40, 50, 60 nanoseconds of performance penalty, even if there's no error in a link, we went to something we call packet integrity protection. These are some of the things that we did at the physical layer, but it's much more than that. We decided that if you're going to bring a solution into the marketplace, what's one of the most important things to end users? Of course, it's their applications. So we decided that we needed to keep application compatibility. So one of the things that we did was we came in and we designed the Omnipath architecture. Even though I said that we didn't do InfiniBand here, we did keep the software interfaces from InfiniBand. The reason why is so that we can now have an instant ecosystem of applications of middleware that runs on top of Omnipath with no change from the prior generations. This allows an immediate ramp into the marketplace without having to worry about a 2 or 3 year growth in software capabilities to really hit our stride. The other thing that we did was we targeted both short and long term. One of the things that our customers have been saying is Intel, we need better density, we need lower power, better scalability, and why do you continue to put these high-end interconnect technologies on the PCI bus, which creates limitations for us? We decided then that Omnipath was going to be an integrated technology right out of the chute. We designed the Omnipath architecture to be integrated into the Knights Landing CPU in 2016, as well as a future 14 nanometer Xeon CPU. And if you then track our roadmap, we are going to bring Omnipath into all future versions of Intel Xeon and Intel Xeon Phi CPUs for use across the data center.
What has the customer response been to Omnipath?
It's been phenomenal. We have design wins from pretty much every major OEM in the marketplace, and everybody's excited for this solution that has higher performance than InfiniBand EDR, which is the current 100 gigabit standard in the marketplace. It has lower latency than EDR, and it has a price performance value proposition, which we believe is going to be unparalleled in the marketplace, which is really addressing that statement I made earlier about creating a solution in the marketplace that is not going to break the bank from an interconnect perspective. We have over 100 OEM design wins if you add up all the SKUs going into the OEMs. And currently we have over 100,000 nodes of compute in the pipeline for potential business in the first half of next year. And in addition, we've announced this week, our first installation of Omnipath is going in December at the Pittsburgh Supercomputing Center. Both the OEM and the end user response to Omnipath has been quite extraordinary. We're very happy with it. We're very excited about it.
How does Omnipath fit into Intel's scalable system framework for high-performance computing, and how does that evolve over time?
The scalable system framework is a new concept for us. It's a framework that creates a flexible blueprint for developing high-performance, balanced, power-efficient, reliable systems capable of supporting compute and data-intensive workloads. Now, we start this in the HPC market. We start this in the big data analytics market, which is kind of an offshoot of HPC. I like to think of Omnipath as a foundation for SSF, for the Scalable System Framework. And in fact, having the fabric as one of our core competencies in Intel is really one of the reasons we did SSF. Because once you have that as a solution, it changes the nature of your interaction with your OEM customers and with your end users. And as we go forward in time, you're going to see us drive higher performance, lower latency, more bandwidth, more port count. And you're going to see us take the integration deeper into our CPUs, create more functionality and more capability across the Intel CPU roadmap.
One last question for you. If folks want to find out more about Omnipath or talk to somebody at Intel about an evaluation, where would you send them?
www.intel.com. I would also send you to your local OEM or your local Intel salesperson because they can bring you much more detail.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program today, Barry. I know it's a busy week for you. Appreciate the time today.
Thank you, Allison. I appreciate you talking to me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.